a list of the top 50 superfoods that you should know about, have written down on a list and keep it on your person. And whenever you go shopping, these are the foods you should be looking for. So I'm going to do a list starting with A of what the superfoods are. Let's start with apple. You've heard the expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Well, I'll tell you, there are four other top reasons you should be eating an apple. Apples lower cholesterol. According to new research from Florida State University, apples are a miracle fruit. They lower cholesterol to fight heart disease, which happens to be the number one killer in both men and women. In addition to their cardiovascular benefits, there is some evidence that apples help regulate blood sugar and control appetite, protect against cancer, and safeguard the lungs. I know for sure, personally, that every day of my pregnancy, I had one apple by my bedside. I ate it before I got out of bed, and I suffered not one day of morning sickness due to my pregnancy. So I'm a big advocate of the apple in stabilizing blood sugar. Apples promote bone health. Apples also help keep your bones strong, so make sure you give grandma or grandpa that apple every day. Apples may prevent asthma. Some research shows that children who drank a glass of apple juice every day and had asthma wheezed less. But make sure your apple juice is organic to avoid possible excess arsenic. Apples can help you lose weight. And as for weight loss, a Brazilian study showed that women who ate three apples a day lost more weight than those who did not. So as a great source of fiber, apples are a fantastic choice. How about apricots? These orange-colored little fruits offer some great health benefits and are easy to snack on and are easy to take along with you on the go. Three reasons to enjoy apricots. One, apricots help fight against cardiovascular diseases. They are very high in beta-carotene as well as in lycopene, which aids in the reduction and risk of cardiovascular diseases. Apricots are an excellent source of fiber. And as we know that if you incorporate fiber into your diet, your digestive tract continues to operate smoothly, and it's vital for your overall good health. Apricots are rich in vitamins. They are a wonderful source of vitamin A, C, and potassium. Next one on the list is artichokes. As long as you avoid drenching these fantastic green globes in butter or mayonnaise, artichokes may actually help to lower your cholesterol. Artichokes contain large amounts of powerful antioxidants, which may help prevent cancer and heart disease. A study done in Germany in 2000 shows the possibility that artichokes may help lower cholesterol while balancing blood sugar glucose. And it's great for making sure that your blood cholesterol levels are lower. Artichokes contain a great deal of potassium. Potassium helps the body handle excess sodium, which in turn helps with hypertension. They also have an antioxidant capacity of about 7,900 per serving. Always choose the freshest looking artichokes when purchasing. Steam them and eat them in a healthy dip. Asparagus. These green stocky vegetables are fabulous at assisting the body in the removal of waste products. It tastes great when steamed. It's lean, it's green, it's full of nutrients, and it can help reduce your risk of serious health problems. It's asparagus. Asparagus comes in green, purple, white. It's so fantastic. Make sure you eat your asparagus every day for all of its healthy benefits and great taste. Three reasons why you should be eating asparagus. Asparagus is high in vitamin K and antioxidants. It's a great source of vitamin K. It helps build strong bones and promotes blood clotting. It also contains large amounts of antioxidants to help your body fight off free radicals and reduce your risk of heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. Asparagus is a great source of folate. So if you are pregnant, you, of course, require a healthy amount of folate. One study showed that elderly people also who ate a high folate diet had a reduced risk of chronic diseases. Asparagus is a low-calorie snack. Low calories. So it contains about 27 calories per cup. It's filling, and it makes an excellent snack source. Next on the list is avocados, one of my favorite. Avocados yes, they do have fat, and people seem to shy away because they think it's not going to be good for their diet. But let me tell you, avocados contain what's called the good fat. The good fat, because it doesn't clog your arteries. It's the kind of fat that when you have vitamins and minerals, typically it's hard for our body to absorb the vitamins and minerals. Avocado captures vitamins and minerals and lets it and holds it into your body much longer, allowing your body a better absorption rate of these vitamins and minerals. I love it. And it's the kind of fat that makes you stay full longer. Avocados are an excellent source of potassium, fiber, and other vitamins. There's so many healthy nutrients in avocados that are great for your cardiovascular system. They also help reduce the risk of a number of other health concerns. Avocados are loaded with healthy fats, like I said, and they help the overall body function. Avocados help fight diabetes, reduce high cholesterol, and prevent cancer. Imagine a fruit with the power to fight back against some of the most serious health concerns. Previous research has demonstrated potential health benefits of avocados and extracts of avocado against inflammation and cancer cell growth. Avocados may also help fight diabetes, fight cholesterol. So next time you make a sandwich or do a smoothie, throw in some avocado. Bananas. With their versatility and delicious taste, bananas may be one of the most pleasant ways to enhance your health. Bananas are sweet in flavor, nutritious, healthy alternatives to high-calorie junk food. Whether you're making a delicious smoothie or adding flavor to cereal, the banana is an important superfood that provides a number of wonderful health benefits. Here's one. They're low in calories. Two, they offer an energy boost. That's why lots of athletes use them. Three, they reduce depression. The banana isn't a magical cure for depression, but I tell you what, its nutrients that are found inside of the fruit can help reduce symptoms of depression and anxiety. Bananas contain the amino acid, which helps produce serotonin, an important brain chemical that reduces and regulates mood and emotion. Eating more bananas can raise serotonin levels in the brain and lessen your depressed feelings. Next time you feel a little bit down and out, have a banana. They lower blood pressure and they offer fiber. Those are some of the superfoods on my list. Make sure you put them on yours.